Well, the leader of Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, says the U.S. and its allies launched a limited attack on Syria as they knew the consequences of a full-scale offensive. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah noted that the timing of the recent strikes showed the aggressive nature of the U.S., Britain, and France. He said the attacks came over an alleged chemical attack just before experts from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons were about to reach its purported site in the town of Douma. He stressed that there are no chemical armed facilities in Syria, noting that the U.S. and its allies used the issue as a pretext to go ahead with their aggression. Nasrallah then pointed out that the onslaught was meant to demoralize the Syrian army and the nation, but it acted the other way around. Crossing over to Beirut, joined by Mr. Hossein Al-Mousavi, journalist and political commentator. Thank you so much for being with us, looking at the speech of Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, basically saying that the attacks were used to demoralize the Syrian nation and the government, but has actually gone in the opposite direction. Your take on that?
Yes, I totally agree, and we've been saying this for the past 24 hours, that these pre-dawn attacks conducted, these three-way attacks, if I could say, the triple nations, the US, UK, and France, their attacks have not achieved any goals. Rather, they strengthened the resistance axis, and not only that, we saw demonstrations yesterday, chanting Bashar al-Assad's name, and also their support for the military as well. The plan, as Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said, was to give a boost morale to the militants. Also, they wanted this to come in favor for the U.S., for the Israel, for the Gulf as well. However, they weren't able to achieve anything. These and if we see the strikes themselves, they targeted empty and deserted areas just to save face. I mean, they just wanted to just to boost some sort of morale for the militants. And also something very important, which the media hasn't focused on: when the attack were conducted at 4 a.m. in the morning, there were militants attacking many neighborhoods. So in the same time of the attacks, militants were told to press on government-controlled neighborhoods in order to try to take over areas. So we can find some sort of coordination between the US, UK, and France and the militants on the ground. And also Sayyid Nasrallah also mentioned a very important point, which is the attack came only hours before the investigators of the OPCW arrived to Damascus. This means that the US, the UK, France, the Western world, the Gulf, do not abide by international law. They do not respect fair investigations, because they know if the OPCW investigation does go on, they will say that the regime did not use any chemical attack. And they also say that there is that the Syrian regime does not have any chemical weapons, because it was eliminated, it was destroyed years ago. Therefore, this has really unveiled the true U.S. face in regard to Syria and the Gulf as well, because we know that this aggression was billions of dollars were paid by the Saudis and many Gulf countries to launch this attack. So in conclusion, the attack was a total failure and a blow to the militants and Israel, and a major victory for the Syrian regime and the resistance axis.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us out of Beirut, Hossein Al-Mousavi, journalist and political commentator.